Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Come, let us celebrate ever more joyfully how through the centuries martyrs so glorious laid down their lives for you, Jesus our King and Lord, enduring all courageously. The world enticing them to its apostasy, they braved its mockery, setting its threats at naught, their love upholding them, nothing could hinder them from imitating their leader. Brave men and women too suffered for love of you. No sound or murmuring broke from their tortured lips. Their souls tried such anguish patiently. What voice or tongue e'er can tell of the happiness you have in readiness for those who die for you? Their crowns are rich beyond measure. Most Holy Trinity, humbly we beg of you, forgive our sinfulness, danger
Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding.
Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding.
O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high, beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your face? If I climb to the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding.
I am the Lord. I search the mind and probe the heart. I give to each one as his deeds deserve.
I am the Lord. I search the mind and probe the heart. I give to each one as his deeds deserve.
For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal, like you. Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You watch over heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. Your death brought light to the dead. Your resurrection gave joy to the saints. Your ascension made the angels rejoice. Your power exceeds all power. Lead us to the life eternal and watch over us with your love. May your friends be filled with honor and join you in heaven.
I am the Lord. I search the mind and probe the heart. I give to each one as his deeds deserve.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him, everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him, everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and, by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
A reading from 1 Peter. Dearly beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Delight in his love, you pure of heart.
And sing for joy in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say,
We praise you, O Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end.
We praise you, O Lord.
For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life.
We praise you, O Lord.
For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin.
We praise you, O Lord.
For our perseverance in your grace today.
We praise you, O Lord.
For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today.
We praise you, O Lord.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have been pleased to increase your adopted children in all the world, and who made the blood of the martyr St. Andrew Kim Taogong and his companions a most fruitful seed of Christians, grant that we may be defended by their help and profit always from their example, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.